Hi, this is Beth Jones Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. Choices. You know, we each make dozens of choices a day. From the minute our eyes open in the morning to the moment our heads hit the pillow at night, we fill our days making choices. What to wear, what to eat, what direction to go, who to help, how to fix it, where to focus, what to do next. Our days are a series of choices. How many do you think you make in a day on average? Well, last year, Inc. magazine reported that Americans make upwards of 35,000 decisions each day, all requiring some kind of choice to be made. That's a lot of choices. Now, whether you think you make that many or more or less, suffice it to say, we make a lot of choices. And since we make so many choices in our day, we want to make as many good choices as we possibly can. We teach our children at an early age how to make good choices when they're young, so that as they get older and the stakes are higher, they can continue to make good choices. Good choices are based upon knowledge and experience, and good choices made repeatedly are what wisdom is built upon. You know, one of the choices we were encouraged to make as children was to choose your friends wisely. You know, that's a choice we still want to make as adults, to choose our friends wisely. Author Jim Rohn once wrote that we are the combined average of the five people we hang around with most. Well, that's a result of the choices we make. And when it comes to making choices about whom to hang around with, someone we may not have initially chosen as a friend, we read about this week in Joshua chapter 2. Her name is Rahab. Why wouldn't we have chosen her initially? Well, just take a look at the first verse in Joshua chapter 2. It describes Rahab. It says, "Then Joshua, son of Nun, secretly sent two spies to Shittim. Go, look over the land," he said, "especially Jericho." So they went and entered the house of a prostitute named Rahab and stayed there. Well, just her description. Rahab the prostitute. Yeah, it's clear Rahab had made some difficult choices in her life to get to the place where we find her in verse 1. An unmarried, childless woman back in that day had few choices for how to care for herself, and Rahab had chosen the hard road. But she's about to be faced with an opportunity to make a series of choices that will change her life forever. Let's read on in Joshua chapter 2. The king of Jericho was told, "Look, some of the Israelites have come here tonight to spy out the land." So the king of Jericho sent this message to Rahab, "Bring out the men who came to you and entered your house, because they have come to spy out the whole land." But the woman had taken the two men and hidden them. She said, "Yes, the men came to me, but I did not know where they had come from. At dusk, when it was time to close the city gate, the men left. I don't know which way they went. Go after them quickly. You may catch up with them." But she had taken them up to the roof and hidden them under the stalks of flax she had laid out on the roof. So the men set out in pursuit of the spies on the road that leads to the fords of the Jordan. And as soon as the pursuers had gone out, the gate was shut. Well, before the spies lay down for the night, she went up to the roof and said to them, "I know that the Lord has given this land to you, and that a great fear of you has fallen on us, so that all who live in this country are melting in fear because of you. We have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to Sihon and Og, the two kings of the Amorites east of the Jordan, whom you completely destroyed. When we heard of it, our hearts melted and everyone's courage failed because of you. For the Lord your God is God in heaven above and on earth below. Now then, please swear to me by the Lord that you will show kindness to my family, because I have shown kindness to you. Give me a sure sign that you will spare the lives of my father and mother, my brothers and sisters, and all who belong to them, that you will save us from death. Our lives for your lives, the men assured her. If you don't tell what we are doing, we will treat you kindly and faithfully when the Lord gives us the land. So she let them down by a rope through the window, for the house she lived in was part of the city wall. Now she had said to them, go to the hills so the pursuers will not find you. Hide yourselves there for 3 days until they return, and then go on your way. So what was it that caused this desperate woman, Rahab, living in an idol-worshipping land without a husband or children, working in a despised career, to make a series of God-honoring, courageous choices? Rahab had heard about what God had done for his people, and she had seen how God had provided for his people, the Israelites. Word of the Israelites and their God had been circulating around Jericho for years, and now they could be seen just outside Rahab's windows. Where every idol, institution, and individual in Rahab's life had failed her to this point, she instead heard about and saw the God who brought success to the Israelites. You can call Rahab many things, but she was no dummy. She made a choice that day to follow the God who had shown himself faithful and trusted that he would be faithful to her. Now, some might wonder, would God really approve of Rahab's lies? Well, let's be clear on this. When Rahab was faced with the choice of following God or following evil, she chose God. As Bible commentator J. Vernon McGee writes on this passage, quote, when the laws of a state conflict with God's revealed will, then the Christian has no choice but to obey the command of God, end quote. Rahab believed God, and she acted upon that belief, as seen in her choices. Elizabeth George, the author of the book The Remarkable Women of the Bible, writes this in her book. Rahab chose to believe the spies. When Joshua's scouts said the Israelites would cross the Jordan and take the land, Rahab believed them. By faith, she said, I know that the Lord has given you this land in Joshua chapter 2. And according to your words, so be it. Rahab had heard of God's miraculous care for his people, was convinced of the supremacy of Jehovah, and so believed, fastening yet another faith link onto her growing chain of faith. You know, Rahab not only chose to hide the spies and help them escape, she also chose to secure a promise from them to save her family and herself when they came to destroy Jericho. We read that as we continue in Joshua chapter 2, starting in verse 17. The men said to her, this oath you made us swear will not be binding on us unless when we enter the land you have tied this scarlet cord in the window through which you have let us down, and unless you have brought your father and mother, your brothers, and all your family into your house. If anyone goes outside your house onto the street, his blood will be on his own head, and we will not be responsible. As for anyone who is in the house with you, his blood will be on our head if a hand is laid on him. But if you tell what we are doing, we will be released from this oath that you just made us swear. Agreed, she said. Let it be as you say. So she sent them on their way, and they departed. And she tied the scarlet cord in the window. Rahab's courageous choices honored God, and God honored her choices. Listen to how God blessed her choices. Again, reading from Elizabeth George's book, The Remarkable Women of the Bible. This is how Rahab's life continued after making wise choices to follow God. She writes, Rahab's remarkable story of transformation doesn't end here. Oh, no. As a woman of faith, as written about in Hebrews chapter 11, Rahab was greatly blessed. Hear now the end of her story, or is it really the beginning of her story? Rahab and her family were spared during Jericho's destruction. She lived in Israel the rest of her days. She married Salmon, who some commentators believe was one of the spies. And she bore children. She was the mother of Boaz. You remember, Boaz married Ruth, who bore Obed, whose son was Jesse, the father of David, through whose line came Jesus, the Messiah, the Savior of the world. Choices made based on knowledge and experience put Rahab as one of only three women mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11, often called the Faith Hall of Fame. Rahab inspires us to remember, even on our hardest days and our worst times and our most difficult events, God is with us, providing wisdom for our choices. We may not find ourselves written about in the annals of history, but we are assured that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and God has tattooed our names on His hand. That is a promise, because we choose Him every day. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a word from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you would like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study time, just email me, Beth, @spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.